Blog Talk Radio.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exobia Caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamConvos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Well, good morning to you, Bellbirds. Good morning to you.
Wow, yes. We are back.
Wow, good morning.
We are back. Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos morning show where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment. Today is Monday, April 11th, and we are back. I am Xaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And we thank you for joining us as we are back. Now, Carla, listen, we got some new things going on. First of all, we got a new time. But I love our theme song so much, it's just going to have to say 10 a.m. I don't care. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I love our theme song. I'm not changing it.
You can't change that.
Well, maybe we can get Ben to change it after a while. We don't want people to be confused. But as far as I'm concerned, I love that theme song. And it's just going to have to say 10 a.m. until, rapper Influence. Until he is available to make us an updated one. But until then, you just have to deal with it, okay? So.
Oh, yeah. I'm with it.
I am very excited to be back. How about you, Carla?
I'm hyped to be back. This feels so, like it just feels good. As soon as I heard, it dropped, I heard the song drop, I'm like, yeah, we missed it. I missed it so much.
I definitely missed it. I missed it. So let me just run some new rules by you guys. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, yes, we used to be on at 10 a.m., but due to some unforeseen circumstances and the fact that we love to do radio, we pushed the show back an hour, so we will be here at 9 a.m. Now, the difference is we've changed our format to a 30-minute show instead of a one-hour show, but whenever we have a special friend or a celebrity guest come through, we will go ahead and do our regular hour show. What else is new? We got the same host, we got a new time, and we got a new format, but the same old shenanigans, the same old entertainment scoop, the same old celebrity news. So thank you so much for joining us if this is your first time joining us. Now, if for any reason in the future you are unable to tune in live, just know that you can listen to all of our shows are cataloged in our ICC app, or you can subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. Just look up Ice Cream Combos. You'll see our cute little logo there. You'll say, oh, that's them, and grab the logo. All right? So now that we got the rules of engagement, as our dear friend Diva D always says, now that we have the rules of engagement out of the way, I just want to go ahead and give you my good word of the day. And my good word of the day is your current situation isn't your final destination. Listen. Yes, Lord.
Great word of the day.
Situation isn't your final destination. And I thought this was absolutely perfect because this kind of applies to what I got going on right now. So I don't know about you, but it's my spirit this morning.
And it's perfect for a Monday. It's absolutely perfect.
Especially for all the people who did way too much over the weekend and they still trying to get their life together and it's after 9 o'clock. Yes, it is a perfect way to kick off a Monday morning. All right, Carla, you know what time it is.
I think David Banner, rapper David Banner, turns 42 today.
So, okay, David Banner.
Yes, happy birthday, David Banner. The lovely Josh Stone turns 29 today. So
listen.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Hold on real quick. Josh Stone better be praising God up above, because you remember when them two dudes had plotted to kidnap her for ransom?
Oh, I almost forgot about that.
He better give extra praises to the good Lord above on this birthday.
He
almost didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. Very good point. So happy birthday, Josh. Issa Garfield, actor. He played in Empire, I think it was the first season, as Ryan. Remember the guy that set up the all-white party? Lucius had hired him, Australia.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, he celebrates. He turned 27 today, so happy birthday, Issa. I hope I'm saying his name right. I don't know if it's Issa or Echo. Issa,
it'll be
all
right.
I'm not sure. Right? And lastly, for our celebrity kids, little Silas Timberlake turns one today. Can you
Wow. He's one off. Listen, time flies, because yesterday, Kamora Lee Simmons, her sweet, adorable, gorgeous baby boy, Woof Lee, celebrated his first birthday. So shout out to all the celebrity babies getting their birthdays on.
They first birthdays. You know how it is. That first birthday.
Yes,
so,
that first birthday.
Yes.
So all right, well, happy birthday to all of our celebrity friends, as well as all of our ICC friends and family who may be out there celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday, y'all. I just got to twerk a little while longer to lose. Okay. All right, Uncle Luke. Thank you very much, Uncle Luke.
It
is too early. Now, y'all gonna have to bear with Carla and I as we get used to this new format, because we are used to y'all. First and foremost, I will raise my hand and proudly admit I am a chatty patty. And when I get into my chatty patty, I get Carla started. Okay, don't let this move pace fool you. Carla can go. So with that being said, there will be times when we have to say to each other, girl, listen, the clock is ticking, boo-boo. The clock is ticking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Just a quick reminder, our chat room is now open. So if you are listening online, feel free to come into our chat room and kick it with us in the chat room. I'm a lone soldier in there this morning, which is fine, because I know y'all got to get used to the new format. And I know some of y'all still wiping sleep out of your eye, which is cool. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you get started as you start your mornings, okay?
Yeah.
So, the first story that I want to talk about is a story that just left my spirit in shambles. On yesterday, the news came out that former New Orleans Saints football player Will Smith had been shot and killed in New Orleans over the weekend. Now, I need some of y'all to get your lives together, because when you report stuff, you need to tell the full facts. You just can't hop on social media and yell, Will Smith got shot and killed.
Yeah,
okay,
that.
Because that caused a whole different situation on yesterday morning, okay?
Yep.
You just can't jump out there and say Will Smith got shot and killed. You have to say New Orleans Saints, former NFL star, Will Smith. So, you know, with that said, nonetheless, it was absolutely devastating news. Just to recap, those of you who may not have heard, Will Smith and his wife, Raquel, I always want to say Raquel, but it's Raquel Smith. They were in Orleans, and they were enjoying the French Quarter Fest, the 2016 French Quarter Fest. At some point in time in the evening, they were rear-ended by a man in a Hummer. The man's name is, what's his name, Cardell Hayes, 28 years old. He rear-ends Smith and his wife with his Hummer. Well, when he rear-ends Smith, Smith's car kind of smacks into the car in front of them. I mean, it happens. You know, what do they call it? Chain event or something like that?
Yeah.
Chain accident or whatever. Okay, it happens. Well, at some point in time, after this fender bender, Cardell and Will exchanged words. Cardell produces a handgun and opens fire on Will and his wife, shooting and killing Will and shooting his wife in the leg twice. I believe she was shot twice. Now, Rocky, I just have to call her Rocky because that's what we're used to calling her. Rocky's injuries were non-life-threatening. Will passed away at the scene. So, Cardell, it is because the couple, you know, I believe Will has three children, but two with Rocky. And, I mean, two young kids. I'm talking about not even teenagers yet. And the event happened around, well, I don't want to say the event. The incident happened around 11:30 p.m., on Sophie Wright Place in the Lower Garden District, according to police. Now, here's the thing. that I find absolutely just dumbfounding. How does a fender bender turn into a murder? After Cardell shot and killed Will and injured his wife, he stayed and waited for the police. He stayed and waited.
Wow.
He didn't hop in no car. He didn't take off. He stayed and waited. He stayed and waited where he was arrested right at the scene. And so here's the thing. Here's where everything starts getting weird. So my question, how does a fender bender turn into a murder? Well, the New Orleans Advocate, they produce a theory. Now, for those of you in the New Orleans area, you may already be familiar with this, but Cardell Hayes, the suspect, had filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit or some huge lawsuit against the New Orleans Police Department because one of the officers shot and killed his father. Now, Hayes' father was suffering from mental illness, and there was some altercation with one of his coworkers, and the police arrived. He was wielding a knife. Police arrived, shot and killed him. Cardell felt like the police could have, like we feel with most, you know, situations that end up in a Black Lives Matter movement, you know, police use deadly force when it wasn't necessary. He filed a lawsuit. He did receive a settlement, undisclosed amount. But according to the New Orleans Advocate, one of the police officers who is now retired that was named in Hayes' lawsuit against the city had dinner with Will Smith and his wife prior to the accident.
Wow.
Now, see, I don't like stuff like this because that's when you start taking puzzle pieces and pushing them.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Connecting. Oh, yeah.
Right. But you start pushing them and making them fit where they may not necessarily fit.
True.
So now they're trying to come up with this theory that, you know, maybe Cardell, you know, murdered Will by association, you know, which is kind of crazy. The officer who had dinner with him said he had no knowledge. He was even named in Cardell's, you know, lawsuit against the city. So I don't know if I'm fully buying that, but I just want to give you what's out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm fully buying that theory, you know, because I mean, unless the guy was in the car and then he opened fire on everyone. But
absolutely. If he was on the scene.
Right. If he was on the scene, it would make a little more sense. But that's like saying, you know, somebody shot and killed me because I beat, like, because you beat up their little cousin in fourth grade. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just
reaching a little bit.
It is reaching.
Yeah. Wow. With the twist and turn, though.
Hold on, though. But it gets, but there's more. Wait, there's more. All right. So now we have the attorney of Cardell Hayes coming forward saying, my client was not the aggressor in the terms of behavior that happened after the accident. He goes on to say, my client is in the opinion that toxicology should be conducted on all of the parties involved in this incident, and that would shed some light on the behavior of some of the participants. Okay, well, can we go ahead and get a toxicology for your client? Because
exactly.
Okay, I don't care if everybody involved was pissy drunk. How does that...
Where does the murder?
Where does the murder?
Yeah.
Why murder? Like, first of all, Will was still in his car because he was slumped over the wheel when the police officer arrived. He was still in his car. So did you feel threatened? Like, did Will say something crazy to you that made you feel threatened? Did Will reach for something? Because, you know, the police officers always want to say you reach. So, dear Cardell, did Will reach for something that made you feel like you needed to produce a handgun and open fire and unload on him? It just don't make sense.
Crazy. It don't. Right now sounds like a clear case of road rage to me. You know, that's why they call it a road rage. From what it sounds like, he went into a rage because the man was still in the car. I'm just not
understanding. He's still in his car.
Yeah. So, this is,
but you know what? Shout out to all the defense attorneys out there because y'all are some creative beings out here. Listen, defense attorneys got to get imaginative. They have to go ahead and reach in a bag of tricks because for you to even try to bring up a toxicology report. So you're trying to say, now what are we going to say? Will Smith was drinking and driving. Is that where we're going with this?
The
toxicology report.
Exactly.
Like, where are we going with this? Where are we going with this?
And how was the aggressor? Where's the gun? You know, where's the other gun at? Like, that's the
exactly.
You know, have a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to them. He's got to do his job,
says,
I guess. But
now, Carla, it says the magistrate commissioner, Bridget Collins, noted that Smith had been shot in the back as well as the torso. And Hayes is sitting in jail on a $1 million bond.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like there shouldn't even be a bond.
Yeah,
like, what are you talking
about? $1 million, I mean, if they're going to set one, it's pretty good. That's what his attorney's trying to fight for, actual bond, isn't he? Like, lowering his bond.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Insane.
Wow.
Insane.
So sad.
And his attorney also had the gall to say, listen, the law applies to everyone. It don't matter if they're a celebrity. Oh, okay, because now you're trying to really downgrade the situation that your client shot and killed a former NFL star.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is, you know? And it's just sad. And my heart and prayers go out to his family, because a fender bender turned into someone losing their father and son. And, you know, it's just sad. Husband, that's sad.
But Carla, you know what? This story really made me check myself, because I suffer from road rage, and I still have a light case of it. And I've jumped out the car before and ran up to somebody's car and like tried to open their car door, like serious stuff. So you know, there's a couple times I could have ended up with some hot lead in my system. And stories like this are just friendly reminders, just leave it be, just let it go,
right?
Just keep it pushing. You know, it should have been. Listen. Cardell should have kept his behind in his car. They should have called a police officer out to go ahead and write whatever tickets for following too closely, whatever tickets that needed to be. You know what? I'm starting to believe there is more to it, because how are you in a Hummer and you just randomly rear in the NFL store?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot more to it. This is going to, in the next few days, this is going to get interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff isn't adding up.
In other news, I want to talk real quick about Tank. Now, you know Tank is a frenemy of the show, because Tank got in his feelings and read me for filth one day and threatened legal action against me because I posted a video of his daughter exposing him. But I'm sweet.
Right.
But this morning, Tank took to social media. Listen, I'm not even going to deal with it, okay? Tank took to social media early this morning to address the never-ending rumors about his sexuality. He said, the last thing I ever have to explain to anyone, all caps, is my sexuality. It's so easy to twist things into what you want people to believe. It's sad that people's existence is based on the untrue perceptions, and even more sad that so many people fall for it. I have been called a lot of things. And I think it's awesome that people care so much to assume or even make up things. I guess that means I'm famous. Laugh out loud. He said, I'll take the good and the bad that comes with the gift I prayed for. Use my name if you must have become popular, and I'll just sit back and enjoy the tea. Hashtag R&B money. I put the hashtag one in. He just wrote R&B money. So based off of this, if so that was just Tank's public service announcement for all of you to get your Monday morning started. All I'm gonna say is, I don't believe that Tank is gay. Tank has a beautiful blue thing, and they procreate beautiful children. Here's the thing: why do you feel like in our community we so quick to label somebody gay? Why do we do that?
I don't think it's because. In our community, I feel like it's still considered like a low blow. To me, it's just like, just to stir stuff up, that's what we do. You know, that's the worst thing you can say, I guess, in our community to a black man, is, oh, he's gay. Oh, he's not. You know, that's the only thing I can come up with.
I agree. I agree, but,
you know.
But okay, in 2016, why are people still treating gay as if it's an insult?
Exactly.
That's like saying, that's like looking at a biracial person and saying, oh, well, you know he black. And he'd be like, hey, you don't say I'm black. I'm biracial. I'm 50% Irish. I'm 3/4 Indian. Like, why are we using people's sexuality, you know, their ethnicity, all these things as insults? Like, for instance, okay, so now you know Odell Beckham is staying at Drake's house. So this morning there was a topic on another radio show that I love to listen to where they were saying, you know, is it suspect that Odell Beckham is staying with Drake? Now, listen, if anything comes out of Odell Beckham staying at Drake's house, is Drake is going to have some new dance moves because you know Odell Beckham goes in.
Yes.
So, listen, that's the only thing that I
need y'all to stop.
Really?
Come on. A man can't
really?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
And listen. If there's one department Drake could use some help in, it's the dancing department.
Oh, yeah.
So all I'm saying is I'm waiting for the bromance.
I'm waiting.
Like, the Brody videos of him and Odell Beckham hitting some hot dance routines. That's what I'm waiting on.
Word.
You know, exactly. So, but Odell Beckham is another person, you know, who fought the gay rumors. But, you know, there were a few. Now,
yeah.
I will say this. I don't believe Odell Beckham is gay. I believe he is sassy. And there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, his personality is just sassy. Okay?
Right.
Now, being sassy doesn't necessarily equate to having sex with another man. He's just sassy.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay? So,
and why does
sassy.
It matter? I'm still tripping off. Why does it even matter? But,
right.
I mean, I wonder, I guess maybe in 17, we'll hear it less. But
we'll have more tolerance.
Out what they're calling. Yeah, we'll have more tolerance, maybe. Maybe 17.
All I'm
I don't
saying
know
is, all I'm saying is, if you gay, stay out of Mississippi. They ain't got no love for y'all around there.
Word.
That's all I'm saying. No love for y'all around there. So,
nah.
Just say, I couldn't even believe they
wow.
passed that discriminatory trial. Okay.
Yeah,
So, speaking of Drake, Views from the Six, the album that we've all been waiting on, crocheting,
yes.
knitting, exercising, look, watching, binge watching on Netflix while we wait for Views from the Six. Views from the Six will arrive on April 29th. So shout out to Drake. I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to offer.
Oh, I am too.
As far as I'm concerned, Thanks Me Later is still my favorite Drake album. And if those of you who are familiar with Thanks Me Later will understand why. It's your favorite album too, Carla. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Because Shut It Down.
On
Shut It Down. Ice Cream Conversations, they all at the scoop. So, yes, so shout out to Drake and Green for Shut It Down. So, yes, Views from the 6th, April 29th. Be ready. Now, let's talk, since we talk about Drake, I guess it's only right we talk about Meek Mill, right? Fast. Just real quick. Now, a judge, you know, y'all know Meek Mill is on lockdown. He's on his house arrest, his 90-day house arrest. He is marinating at the crib. I'm sorry, Meek, it is what it is. But, you know, Meek Mill is marinating on house arrest. But a judge has allowed him to make music. Because, you know, at first he wasn't even allowed to make music.
Nah, he was not doing nothing.
Not allowed to do nothing. But binge watching Netflix when Nicki got time to come sit with him. So with that being said, the judge said, you know what, I will allow you to make music so that you could kind of sort of keep your brand intact. Because at this point, we like, Meek who? Olin Mill? Oh, Meek Mill. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I heard of Meek Mill. That's the little boy from Philly who rapped like he doing a home invasion. Yes, we know Meek Mill. Well, the judge said that Meek Mill is... The judge said Meek Mill is allowed to make music, but only under one condition. It has to be free. So he either has to upload it to YouTube or SoundCloud. What is the damn point, Mr. Judge?
Word.
What's the point, Mr. Judge?
This ain't for play.
For
real, this ain't for play. Wow. But at least he still got to make music. We all, I'm joking, because, you know, he still can, you know, get it out there. And by the time he is allowed, you know. It's keeping him relevant. It's keeping him on the scene.
Yeah, I guess.
Because, honestly, you know how the hip-hop scene is. So.
Listen, Meek better drop the hottest mixtape that ever came out of Philly in the history of hip-hop right now.
Yeah. He's going to have to.
Because your boy's shooting bad.
Yeah.
He's shooting bad.
He's going to have to. Yeah, he really is.
Okay.
Since
we already talking about hip-hop artists, can we talk about my man DMX for a hot second? I'm going to give this all a 60 seconds.
Earl.
So Earl decides to bring some groupies back to the hotel room for some after the show fun. And one of the chicks steals his $30,000 watch and some cash. Really? That's what we doing now. See, but you know why that chick tried DMX? Because she figured he already, you know, he has a reputation for being a little high sometimes. So she felt like she might could get it off.
Yep.
Well, DMX caught her. And they were outside the hotel arguing, and someone called the police. Well, when the police arrived, they discovered that the young lady did indeed, in fact, rob our man, Dark Man X. So once the police officer pseudo silver bangles on her wrist, she turned around and said, well, he sexually assaulted me.
Really, dude?
Wow. So DMX sexually assaulted you, so you stole his watch and cash as a consolation prize. Is that what we're doing now?
Girl, bye.
And, you know, I really, really, really despise the fact that there are so many women being women and men and children being sexually assaulted on a daily basis, and that with people would use something so heinous just to try to cover their behind and play with it, and they jeopardize these men and women. They jeopardize their livelihoods. They jeopardize their reputation. They jeopardize their entire life. They jeopardize their freedom. Like, are you serious right now? Are you really serious? Listen, after the show, she thought she could get it off. After these shows, I need Earl Simmons to grab a Bible, maybe a bottle of something that can go down kind of smooth, and carry his behind back to that hotel room by himself.
Word. Exactly. But she really tried it.
Because it's obvious
she
now
really
that they
really
are trying you, and it's a game. It is really a game to these people
when
it comes to DMX.
Wow. She came in knowing she was going to steal. It is a game. And I think
it is a game.
I just did all the subject. Same thing about Cat. Like, they in the same box. Y'all need to just go chill. Go be by yourself. Spend some time with yourself.
Spend some time with Jesus.
Word.
Don't nobody know you like Jesus.
Exactly. Period.
Spend some time with the good Lord. And meditate. Pray. Do something. Now, speaking of substance abuse, Khloe Kardashian has apparently or allegedly thrown in the towel on Lamar Odom. Y'all know Lamar was allegedly spotted in a bar sipping on something that go down smooth after everything that he's been through. And Khloe is like, okay, sometimes you just got to love people from a distance. So she's cashing out. But at this point, can you really blame her? She got the man back on his feet, took him to church on Easter Sunday, and he still slid on over to the bar. So it's
You can't help somebody that don't want to help themselves. She did
everything
she was supposed to do as being a wife. And I mean, honestly, they're not even together. Like, I felt like she went above and beyond. I don't want to say beyond, but, what she did for him, you know, period. Got him back on his feet and then, you know, back to the disappointment, you know. So
back to the disappointment. Knowing how far someone has come to watch them regress right in front of your eyes.
Exactly.
So we're gonna add Lamar Odom to our prayer list. Is that what we're gonna do?
Oh yeah, we have to.
All right, well, we're gonna add Lamar Odom.
We need adding by now. Look, that's what I'm sitting back like. How
all right,
look through.
Well, I guess we got to add Lamar, Cat, and DMX to our prayer list.
Yeah, we do.
All right, well, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna add these three to our prayer list, along with the other laundry list of celebrities and folk that we done added to the prayer list. So welcome to the prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just real quick before we wrap up. Wow, these 30 minutes went by fast.
Crazy.
Before we wrap up, I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. They out here making NBA history, dog.
Girl, getting it. Steph Curry is amazing. Amazing.
As far as I'm concerned, Steph Curry is the last dragon of the NBA. He is the Bruce Leroy of NBA. You are the last dragon. He is out there balling. You hear me?
Yes, for real.
So last night was what? Last night was their 72nd win.
72nd,
last night 72nd, which I believe ties them with the Chicago Bulls, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bulls.
So, because, you know, I got excited. I was like, oh, they already made history. Somebody was like, ma'am, not yet. They got one more game. If they tied it, they can beat it, okay? Congratulations to, you know, Steph Curry. And I hate to say Steph Curry and the Golden State Wizards because it kind of sounds like Beyonce and Friends. They kind of sound like Coco and Friends. You know what I'm saying? So, but no, I mean, Steph, you the man. And shout out to the state. What is it? The champions? I'm about to call them the state champs like they played a tourney.
The NBA champs.
So shout out to them. And I'm confident that they will go ahead and make history. So I will be definitely watching that game. And we'll be talking about it when it happens.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, guys, this is our first show. We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in. This 30 minutes went by extremely fast, but it was fun.
Yeah,
so you can kick off your morning with us every morning at 9 a.m. And be sure to either listen through the podcast on iTunes or through the ICC app. So, Carla, you got any parting words for our people?
Just thank y'all. I'm so glad to be back. Thanks for tuning in and we got so much to go, more to come. That's it.
Absolutely. I'll think about changing our theme song. I said I like it, and I'm sticking to it. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to play it again. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Love y'all.
Just visit icecreamcombos.com. Visit icecreamcombos.com all day for more delicious scoops of entertainment. Have a great day, guys. Love you.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation.